Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Buckeye Advisor Radio Program. This is Woody Bowling, and I am the Buckeye Advisor, and we want to welcome you in on this beautiful Saturday morning. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy day and your weekend to join us here on 94.5 FM, The Answer in Dayton. And I want to go no further without introducing my weekly sidekick and producer, Sam Davis. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Woody. Hope you're having a great weekend, and I hope everybody's enjoying a nice long holiday weekend with friends and family and hopefully staying cool.
It is a very, very exciting weekend. The July 4th weekend is one that is always, number one, three-day weekends are always welcome. I personally believe every holiday should be on a Friday or a Monday, and that would just make it automatically a three-day weekend. But it's America's birthday, very exciting, 246 years young. Wow. And I'm hoping another 246 years.
Yeah. Wow. We're almost halfway to 500. It's an accomplishment, you know, what we're able to build and continue to build as a country, even in rough years like this. But we've got a lot to talk about today. And Woody, it all starts with the market updates and what's on your mind in the markets this week.
Well, Sam, a lot on my mind. You know, it's part of my job every day to watch the stock market and to keep an eye on things that are going on that can affect clients and their retirement savings and things that are important to them. And, you know, we've had after a record 7 or 8 weeks of real drops in the S&P 500 over the last 2 to 3 months, the last couple of weeks, we've actually had a little bit of bounce back. So that's been some good news for everyone that's concerned about it in their 401ks or their IRAs, for those that are in ownership of an IRA. But the 401k plan, no matter how you look at it, if you're working and you have one, you'd rather see it go up than down, right? So the market's been a little choppy the last week or so, not a lot of breaking out one way or another. A lot of people think that we are at or near the bottom of this market. Some people feel like we are in a recession or one could be around the corner. There's lots of people having different thoughts on that. The first quarter of this year did come back as a minus 1.6% on a contraction of our economy. That's not a good thing. The definition of a recession is two or more quarters of contraction in the GDP of our economy. So that's gross domestic product. And that throws in a whole bunch of things in the measurement of the overall economy, Sam. So there's a lot of things going on. Housing prices in April and May, both months, were up over 20, just a shade over 20% from their 12-month earlier price. That's a big number, and it's unsustainable. And we're starting to see the effects of it already because of the Fed's interest rate hikes. We're seeing a drastic slowdown in spending. People are starting to cut back on discretionary spending, and they're spending more on groceries, gasoline, and those types of things, not because they want to, but because they have to. So there's a lot of things going on. House prices are starting to slow down. Mortgage rates are almost double what they were in January. Can you believe, Sam, that a mortgage loan would have cost you around 3% in January, and how much it is now? It's in the high fives are around six.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable. My wife and I purchased our home in the summer of 2020 when rates were right around or just below 3%. And seeing where they've moved in 2 years, it's quite remarkable. The price of borrowing money has gone up.
Yeah, and you know, and it's unfortunate that part of our economic growth and some of the positive signs that they look for our economy are not only expenditures, but how much people are putting on their credit cards. A lot of people don't know that. So it's a weird but true thing that we look at and measure the overall health of the economy about by how much people are putting on their credit cards and how much new debt they're taking on with home loans or car loans. So it seems like it doesn't make sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the more people run up those balances, I guess you can sort of extrapolate that data and predict that people are going to have to work to pay off of those balances. But you know, that's kind of one of the fundamentals that we talk about every week is, you know, there's so many people out there that are living paycheck to paycheck and are month to month. And we talk about things like having an emergency fund 6 months or more, making sure that especially as you get near and as you enter retirement, you know, those few years leading up to retirement and the first few years of your retirement are so critical to make sure that you've got that budget dialed in. And we're going to talk about later in the show today, retirement income gaps, which is basically taking the amount of money, the income that you know that you're going to have, the expenses that you know that you're going to have. And hopefully, you know, your goal when you help people is to put them in a surplus situation and not a deficit situation. But if people do have a gap, we're going to talk about strategies to fill any retirement income gaps they may have.
Yeah, we sure are. I mean, you know, unfortunately, with the record inflation, and that's impacting things. I saw an article the other day that really surprised me when we look back over the last couple of years with the COVID relief funds that the federal government has dished out all over the country. And as these projects for highways and roads and bridges, they were projected to cost a certain amount. And now, once the states have received those funds, those projects are now 25 to 75% more expensive. So they have the funds, but now they can't do all of the work that they projected to do a couple of years ago. So it's a crazy cycle, and we're not going to dwell on it for the entire show. But like you said a minute ago, budgeting, that type of thing is super important. And you know, there are people that need to make tough choices sometimes, and some people are unable to make those. Our own government in many ways is unable to make that decision because they continue to add to the national debt. So I would encourage everyone, don't be like our government. Set boundaries, set a budget, and set aside those expenses that you have to have, and then make cuts in other ones. And then, you know, there are people that are taking on second jobs. There are people that are retired that are going back to work, whether it be on a part-time or full-time basis, even though they don't want to. So a lot of crazy things going on, but hopefully we're going to bring some good information to our listeners today. And we appreciate everybody that has given me feedback on the show. And, you know, we're just starting our second month and could not be more excited.
Yeah. And I think that leads us right into our quote of the week, Woody, talking about budgets. This one comes from one of our founding fathers, Benjamin Franklin,
who is Benjamin Franklin again?
Well, if you happen to be lucky enough to have a $100 bill in your wallet, it will be the gentleman on the front side of that $100 bill.
Gotcha. That's who he is. Okay. I haven't seen one of those in a while.
Yeah, me either. But last time I did see one, I saw that they had been redesigned. They look quite a bit different from what they used to. So Benjamin Franklin once said, "Beware of little expenses. A small leak will sink a great ship." And if you think about your retirement plan and your budget as your ship, there are some leaks in there for a lot of people, right?
There really are. And that's unfortunate. And, you know, sometimes people get complacent. They've dealt with an advisor for 15, 20, 25 years. Maybe mom and dad or their grandparents dealt with an advisor, so they deal with the same advisor. There's not always going to be the attention to detail when it's not happening. And that's just unfortunate because people don't always get annual reviews with the advisors that they should. Many of them don't take the time to really get to know their client as far as a risk questionnaire, a risk profile. Because as a fiduciary advisor, the first thing that I do and I want to know is I want to know not only about the client, but I want to know about their family, but I also want to know how they feel about risk and how they feel about potentially losing money as the market can have these choppy times as we've been going through these last, actually, what, 5 months or so? So, and we had it happen in early 2020, thanks to COVID. And so it's really, really important to understand. I can tell you personally, in talking to current clients, some of their attitudes towards risk have changed. So we've got to keep our finger on the pulse of our client and understand how much tolerance they have towards risk when the market's going down. How much are they comfortable, you know, with the drop in the market and their account values? But, you know, we always start out by setting aside a percentage or a portion in some sort of safer, principal protected vehicle that's going to help complement the entire overall portfolio, because you need some growth always. And the market historically has bounced back in and bat from choppy times. The good news is that's the case. The bad news is we don't always know how long it's going to take to bounce back. And that's the disconcerting or unconcerning part for clients, is we don't know how long it'll take to bounce back. I mean, all indications, we could get a full bounce back by the end of the year. It could take, you know, a little longer. So our goal is to make sure that we're being as fee efficient, as cost efficient as we can be with a client's portfolio, and to educate them to understand where those little leaks in the ship could be. And it could be, you know, you're paying fees, management fees on a bond portfolio of mutual funds that's not doing well, because we're in a rising interest rate environment, not only this year, but probably for a long time to come. So when interest rates are going up, bond prices are going down, and that's going to be bad on the portfolio. So there are ways to still get yield without having your money tied up in bond funds. And that's some of the things that I talk about with folks that I sit down with every week, whether it be current clients or whether it be prospective new folks that want to talk with me about what we can do for them. So, you know, our goal is to make sure that people are protecting themselves and they're keeping an eye on it, and they have somebody on the same side of the table. You have an ally that's there to help you understand holistically where you might have some holes in your program. And people don't like to hear that they could be off a little bit, but at the same time, people need to understand the truth is what's going to work best for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And patching up those leaks is really one of the first things that will happen once you start working with the Buckeye Advisor and Woody Bowling. And, you know, consider, even if you're just saving a half a point or 1% in fees, that amount on a large portfolio that could be hundreds of thousands of dollars or more is very significant. And that amount of money, any amount of money that you can save, you know, should be important to you, because no matter how much you have saved, you want to protect and grow that wealth as much as possible. So, Woody, we've got a list of strategies, some examples that may be potential leaks in your ship, you know, keeping that expense ratio down, saving on fees. One thing that we talk about all the time, getting those bonds out of your portfolio, possibly replacing them with fixed indexed annuities. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, a lot of my clients do want a portion of their portfolios for retirement in a safer environment. Traditionally, that's been thought of as bonds. Today and over the last few years, that has become much less the case. And you know, the fixed indexed annuity is a hybrid. It's a combination of having principal protection that you get in a fixed annuity, but also having the potential for market growth. You're not going to get potentially all the market growth of the index that the annuity is following, but you're going to share in that growth because the insurance company is also guaranteeing you the principal protection. So that's a great way to really, really get good, solid growth without risk, but still having an element of risk that's going to be in the market with the rest of your portfolio. So as people get older, those percentages will fluctuate and they will trend in one direction or another with most folks. But of course, I've got certain clients and certain people that say, you know, I don't want one of those, but that's okay. It may not be in their own mind for them, but you know, our goal is just to help people understand, because not only on the safe money side, but the other side, the tactical money management side, we excel in that as well. And, you know, we've got so many resources. We've got a team of folks that will help us understand the current fees and the expense ratios of their current portfolios. And then we're going to compare it, contrast it, and see what we can do. And if we can come up with other solutions that are innovative, that are cost effective, you know, we're going to, you know, our goal is to give people something to consider and just give them the straight up advice of what we can do. And if we can help, we'd love to. But if we don't or we can't, that's okay too.
Yeah, I think that's really important information. And something else that I think gets overlooked a lot, Woody, is, you know, typically in a household, there's really just one person managing the retirement plans and the broader financial picture as a whole. You know, but if that person should pass away, the other members of the family don't know that information. They don't know what the plan was. So such a valuable piece of working with a fiduciary and an advisor like yourself is you've trusted somebody that's on the same side of the table as you to take care of things no matter what happens, even if you pass away.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I am required per my license, my Series 65 license, to always put client interest ahead of mine and ahead of everything else. And, you know, I've talked to do-it-yourself investors over the years, and it always concerns me. Most of the time, it's a husband. If it's a couple, the husband's running things with the family's finances. He has his own strategies. He has these things that he likes. The problem is, if he passes away tomorrow, what's Mrs. going to do? Who is she going to rely on to potentially, you know, her emotions when the market portfolio goes down are going to be way different perhaps than the husband's. So, you know, you make a great point. We want somebody on your side. And it amazes me that people think, well, I'm going to do it myself and I'm going to save a few bucks. You know, in many, many cases, they actually cost themselves a lot of bucks because they don't understand strategies that are available today that weren't available 20 years ago that may be a little different than what they grew up believing. But, you know, that's part of business and life itself. It's always changing, and we have to be able to adapt to change and then take it and run with it and put it to good use, right?
Absolutely. You know, do-it-yourself has become such a popular thing here in the age of the internet with so much information readily available. No matter what you want to learn how to do, there's some information out there. But with something as important as your finances or your health, really, it's a better idea to trust an expert. If you're remodeling your bathroom or cooking dinner, I think it's great to go online or YouTube University and see what you can learn. But with something so important, you know, we think it's best to trust an expert. And I think this is a good time to remind people that listeners to the Buckeye Advisor get a free full retirement plan consultation with Woody. You can visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's thebuckeyeadvisor.com. And advisor is spelled A-D-V-I-S-O-R. thebuckeyeadvisor.com. The phone number's on the website, and we'll give it to you here, 937-974-6201. You know, you don't need to make a call right now. We know it's a busy holiday weekend, but write this number down. Give Woody a call later next week, 937-974-6201. And just by writing down that number or the website, thebuckeyeadvisor.com, you've taken the first step towards financial freedom. And Woody, once someone gets in touch with you, What's that initial interview process like?
Well, that is something that we really enjoy. I personally find it a lot of fun to meet people for the first time. And to be referred by people that are current clients or, you know, however people find me, I'm always flattered and I'm always honored to give them, for them to give me the opportunity to sit with them and talk about themselves, because that's, you know, the most important thing is what is their situation in life. And if their situation, everybody's is different, everybody's is unique. Some people have kids, some people don't have kids. Some people have grandkids and they want to help the grandchildren as much as possible. Some people feel like, hey, the grandkids are way down the line. I'm going to maximize my enjoyment in retirement, so it's going to be different for me. You know, when people get with me, we start out with just a fact-finding conversation where I get to know them and understand where they're at today in life, where they want to be, what's important to them, what are their hot buttons, what gets them excited, what makes them cringe when it comes to investing and saving and retiring. You know, so those are important things to know. And then that relationship's going to be established where I'll go back and do some homework and research, and we'll put some things together. And we'll go back in the second meeting and talk about it. And we'll talk about, does this plan or this type of opportunity or recommendation make sense for them? In most cases, it does. There are occasions where I may not be able to come up with a better situation for them. It's very unlikely, but it's happened. And I'll be the first to admit it. So, you know, we're honored that people do reach out to us. And, you know, I've been a fiduciary advisor now for almost 12 years, and I've been in the insurance industry for about 15. It's unbelievably quickly as far as how fast it's gone by. But, you know, to bring both of those worlds together, it's the best of both worlds. And it really is important for people to be looked at from their overall situation, whether it be health insurance, life insurance, tax-free ideas for retirement, which we've talked about. As well as, you know, hey, there are actual long-term goals and income planning and retirement, which is also very, very, very important.
Absolutely. And it is a comprehensive plan that you will get when you reach out to Woody. Just visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com. And part of comprehensive means making sure that there's a plan for your healthcare expenses, because Woody, you're able to help people with Medicare as well, right?
I am. It's one of the most important decisions folks can make when they get towards the age of Medicare, which currently 65. So it's a super important conversation. And, you know, I really enjoy explaining to people how it works and the two different options for Medicare, because, you know, making the wrong decision can cost people hundreds and even thousands of dollars in one calendar year. A very important conversation to have.
Yeah. And people are wondering, you know, how much will I need for healthcare costs in retirement? Well, we have some numbers. According to the Fidelity Retiree Healthcare Cost Estimate, an average retired couple age 65 in 2022 may need approximately $315,000. That's after tax, to cover healthcare expenses in retirement. So it is one of the biggest expenses for folks in their retirement, and therefore it's one of the biggest liabilities. So making sure that you're covered with Medicare, possibly a Medicare supplement plan, is a key. And we have an idea for how to make sure that supplement plan is funded, right?
We do. I mean, one of the things that we look at occasionally for clients is, you know, with the fixed indexed annuity, with withdrawal, with withdrawal strategies that can actually pay the Medicare Part B and or the cost of a Medicare supplement, depending on which strategy for Medicare the client chooses. So the fixed indexed annuity can offer, it's a versatile product. It's also something that, you know, is going to offer the principal protection like we mentioned before. But, you know, when it can be used to offset a potential monthly expense, it's a very, very strong method to consider to help with the monthly budget.
Absolutely. And we got just 1 minute left here in the first segment. You can visit Woody online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com or give him a call 937 937- 574-6201. And don't forget, the Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts. So if you miss part of today's show, or if you got to head somewhere and you're going to miss the rest of today's show, don't worry. You can find the BuckeyeAdvisor.com, or excuse me, you can find the show, The Buckeye Advisor, on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. Listen back to past episodes, you know, learn about the only two types of tax-free investments. Hear about different dad jokes of the week that we've told. And by the way, we've got another one coming up right after the break. But Woody, before we go, remind him one more time, what's the website?
It is the Buckeye Advisor, an advisor with an O-R, thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
You're listening to The Buckeye Advisor. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
The heat is likely not the only thing making you sweat this summer. I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. With energy prices soaring and record-breaking heat waves across the country, the cost of cooling your home could set you back a pretty penny this year. The Wall Street Journal reports the average American household will pay $540 in electricity bills during the summer months, up $90 from a year ago. And air conditioning can make up a big chunk of that total, especially in hotter and more humid areas of the country. Sarah Baldwin is with the think tank Energy Innovation.
Because we have a confluence of factors, the increased price for both gas and oil, as well as natural gas in homes and buildings, and an extremely hot summer and likely to be record heat all over the country as well as the world, largely due to climate change, we're feeling the pressures on both sides.
But if you think there's nothing you can do to ease the pain, you'd be wrong. Baldwin says there are some things you can do that'll cost you only a little, if anything at all.
Paying attention to when you're turning on appliances, when you're turning on the AC, if you have a thermostat that you can program, setting that thermostat to a modest temperature instead of going straight to really, really cold. Looking at, you know, what kind of window coverings you have.
Other improvements may be a bit more costly.
Update your air conditioner to the most efficient unit. A heat pump air conditioner is going to be your best bet. You can also look at replacing windows and doors. Those can be a bit more costly, but can have huge benefits in the long term.
And don't overlook your power company. It could have some programs or incentives to help you cut back on energy use and save yourself some money. In the long term, Baldwin says renewable energy is the way to go since prices are much less volatile than things like oil and gas.
The sun, the wind, geothermal, hydroelectric, other carbon-free sources like nuclear are all, you know, generally very cost-stable relative to their more volatile and spiking fossil fuel counterparts.
So how will you survive the summer heat and its impact on your wallet as you plan for retirement? That's a key question to consider as the mercury and inflation keep going up. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure. Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
And welcome back to the Buckeye Advisor. This is the second half of our show. This is Woody Bowling. I am the Buckeye Advisor, and I do want to clarify up front, I love all people, even if they're not Ohio State Buckeye fans. So let's get that out front. And joining me today is my producer and sidekick and friend, Sam Davis. Sam, welcome back.
Hey, Woody, happy to be here. We brought some people, some very important information in the first segment. We've got a lot more to talk about here in the second half hour.
Yeah, we do. And I know it's your favorite part of the show, or at least you pretend it is, I think just to make me feel better, but it's time for the dad joke of the week. And as promised, there's no additional cost for this for the listeners. And it's usually something that's fairly funny. So, Sam, what kind of car does an egg drive?
What kind of car does an egg drive? Man, I do not know, Woody.
I actually have an answer for you. It's a Volkswagen.
A Volkswagen.
Let me say it one more time for the listeners. It's a Volkswagen. So if you see an egg driving down the road, that's likely what they're driving.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Hey, we're gonna pivot right into some more food talk here. You know, I know it's Independence Day weekend. Everybody's excited to celebrate the 4th of July on Monday, kind of a built-in three-day weekend for most folks out there. And a lot of people are going to be having cookouts, family gatherings, getting together with friends. And we've got some information that your 4th of July cookout will cost 21% more this year, Woody. Tell them about how inflation has affected some of people's favorite items.
Unbelievable, Sam. I mean, you know, when I saw these numbers, you know, I had some rough ideas, but, you know, inflation's at a 41-year high, and I don't think we need to really remind people of that, but yet we do, because it's important to what we do and how we help people. But a half gallon of vanilla ice cream is now $7.44 compared to $4.69. That's a 58.5% increase. Hamburger buns up 55%. Two boneless chicken breasts, 2 pounds, excuse me, a boneless chicken breast, 41% almost higher, $9.48 from $6.74 last year. And here's not one of my favorite food items. I can tell you this, and you may feel differently. 2.5 pounds of potato salad, up 36%. Sam, I just want to tell you, you can have all the potato salad at our picnic.
That's all right. I'll take it, but I won't be saving any money on it.
You will not. What's your favorite cookout foods?
Man, if I'm building my dream plate at a cookout, I've probably got a cheeseburger on there for sure. Maybe some grilled onions in there. But I also like a good bratwurst as well with mustard on it. A little bit of potato salad on the side. And I don't know if this is particularly a 4th of July item, but s'mores over a campfire just makes me think of summer. So that's got to be on my list too.
Nice. I like your list. You know, I'm a brat guy. I love brats. Show me one of those versus a regular hot dog. I'm going to go for the brat all day. And nothing in life is better than a cheeseburger. I got to tell you, I got to confess. And for all those people that are vegans out there, thank you. Because you're just leaving more cheeseburgers for Sam and I. And we really, really appreciate it. But, you know, happy birthday, America, this weekend. 246 years old, as we said at the onset of the show. It's a great place to live. It's unfortunate that it's so polarized politically that over the last handful of years that families are fighting with each other over politics instead of loving each other. And it's just a sad thing. And, you know, we live in the greatest country on the planet. I believe that. And we've been very blessed as a nation. And, you know, I would love to see people come together more than be so darn divided. It drives me crazy.
Absolutely. I second that. I hope people can focus on what's important this weekend. And why not enjoy a cheeseburger, maybe the most American food item there is on America's birthday. It's, you know, rather than a birthday cake for America, we'll probably grill up millions of cheeseburgers this weekend. So that seems fitting. And, you know, while you're at those family cookouts this weekend, you've probably got kids and grandkids running around the place. And Woody, you wanted to talk today about being a certified college advisor and helping people save on college expenses for their family.
I did, Sam, and it's something that, you know, I haven't talked about previously, but it's something that came up a couple of years over the last 2 or 3 years where I met with folks and, you know, clients that I've met with and that now are, you know, clients that have been on board for a while. They have children, they have grandchildren that are in high school, you know, usually in those freshman through junior years in high school, 9th through 11th grade. And, you know, I can tell you this, as you can attest and as so many people can attest to across this country, the student loan issue, and it's been a hot political topic over the last few months as well about student loan forgiveness, et cetera. Not going to go into the politics of it, but I am going to go into the fact that as a certified college advisor, I'm able to help families save on college, not for it. Because if you don't start saving early, I'm talking when that baby's born, you know, when you take into inflation and the skyrocketing cost of college, whether it be a public or a private institution, you know, you got to start saving early and often. And if you don't do that, you know, you need to bring in somebody that is certified, that knows strategies that make sense for the people that are the students. There's a lot that goes into it. And I can tell you this, Sam, colleges have admissions representatives and employees, and guess whose interest those employees represent?
Well, they don't always seem to be looking out for the interests of the students. Doesn't feel like that when the bill comes.
That, you know, that's exactly right. And I ask you a leading question because you said the right answer. And, you know, to put it bluntly, these employees work on behalf of the universities and the colleges. Their sole goal, their sole mission is to get parents or potentially grandparents or whoever's paying for that college for that student to pay as close to the sticker price for that university as possible. And that's their sole mission. So colleges don't want families to have a college advisor who understands the system and that can help the student with advice and with unlimited SAT and ACT practice exams, with helping them through the FAFSA process, which is the federal student loan application process. Okay. So that starts every year, October 1st. You got to be at the front of the line to get the most amount of aid. There are other strategies that I can share with families and that I do share with people that are going to give them an inside track to position their student at the front of the line. And that means saving on college, because the more a student can save on college, the less potential debt they will be in later on when they graduate. And how about this? Statistics show the company that I am contracting with for this service for my clients, over 29 years, their students graduate about 1 year sooner from that four-year institution. And that is an amazing feat in and of itself. So if you had an advisor and instead of taking 6 years to get out, the student gets out in 4.5, how much savings is that?
Yeah, and you got to imagine 18 months of potential tuition savings, room and board savings. As someone who went through the university system myself, college is very expensive. And I will say, just because student loans are so readily available doesn't mean that you should take the first opportunity you can. I would say look for savings first. And it's awesome that Woody Bowling, and you can learn more over at thebuckeyeadvisor.com, can help you save on those expenses for your family.
Right. I mean, you know, the only things that I want to leave people with some thoughts, because we don't have the time to really dig too deeply into this. And I do that with in-person appointments and even Zoom meetings with potential families that are interested. College is a business. People get emotional about college. The student says, oh, this is the place that I want to go. And it could be because it's a Christian college. It could be because they have a great engineering program. It could be for whatever, you know, a litany of reasons. But there are strategies that make it not make sense to only apply to one school, because you are really putting yourself in a bind because you have no leverage with that school. When their offer comes in the spring of the senior year, that's the offer. There's really not a lot of room to negotiate. So that's one of the strategies that I will talk about with folks. So college is a business. It's not too emotional. I know we all love our Buckeyes here, and there's a lot of other people that love Notre Dame, and I won't even say the school up north, but the college goal is to get them to pay as much as they can. They want families to do it by themselves. They don't want the family to have somebody that can actually advise them on what strategies they should use. There are various methods for families that have assets that are non-IRA accounts, non-401k accounts, and they count against the family. So there are strategies to move those around from one pocket to the other, so to speak, that will get those assets out of the countable assets, thereby reducing the amount of expected family contribution, or the EFC. So huge, huge informational gains if people want to talk about that. So if you know somebody that has a freshman, sophomore, or junior in high school, or maybe coming up on their senior year, everybody knows a family, a neighbor, a relative, loved one, friend, someone at church, whatever the case may be. It's a very important topic. Have them reach out to me. My number is 937-974-6201. Woody Bowling, the Buckeye Advisor. Feel free to call me and we'll schedule a Zoom meeting or something in person. And just for me to get familiar with the situation, because, you know, most people don't mind paying their fair share, right, Sam? I mean, yeah. I don't mind paying my fair share. I just don't want to overpay. And that's the thing.
Yeah, that's right. So that's just part of the comprehensive suite of services that you can provide. It's not just tax planning. It's not just Medicare. It's not just your assets under management and protecting and growing your wealth. And planning for college is a part of what Woody Bowling and the Buckeye Advisor can do for you. Well, we've got about 10 minutes left in the show today, Woody, and we would be remiss if we did not talk about the biggest mistake we see people make when planning for retirement. And that kind of has to do with tax-deferred accounts. For a lot of people, their retirement plan is the number that they see in their self-directed IRA or their 401k plan through work. Maybe they have $300,000, $500,000, $700,000 saved in that plan. And so many people feel like they're better prepared for retirement than they actually are. And the reason why that big nest egg isn't as big as you think is because it is a tax-deferred account. You put money into that account pre-tax. So that means the government and Uncle Sam, which, by the way, I'm not related to him, he has not gotten his fair share yet. So Uncle Sam could be a 22, 24, 30 plus percent partner in your retirement. And you really want to get the IRS out of your retirement plan as much as possible. And Woody, are you seeing people make this misconception all the time?
All the time. And it's a great point, Sam. It's something that's near and dear to our hearts, right? I mean, I want to have a partner in life, and I do. My wife of 8+ years is a beautiful lady inside and out, and I want her to be my partner on my finances. I don't want Uncle Sam butting in and being a third wheel, right? You've heard the old term about being a third wheel on a date or something. So, you know, Uncle Sam is always there with his hand out, expecting his fistful of money. And even though the numbers on a 401k or an IRA may look good, the problem is, as you mentioned, depending on tax bracket, the government is your partner in those retirement accounts. And there's one way you can evict Uncle Sam, and you can do it very abruptly with no notice, all in one shot, or you can do it over a period of time, maybe a 2, 3, 4, or 5 year conversion process to a Roth IRA. And the Roth IRA, the benefits are tremendous. Tax-free growth, tax-free distributions when you get ready to make those distributions. When you can go into retirement knowing that everything you pull out of an account is not going to count against your Social Security, because many people find a rude awakening when they want to start their Social Security. Some of them I've run into are still working. And they're like, wow, you know, I'm going to get this much Social Security, but if I make this much money on my job, it's going to get taxed. A big portion, up to 85% of my Social Security, is going to get taxed. So that's a disadvantage of pulling money from 401k plans and IRA plans, because that is going to be reportable income, because as you said, it's non-taxed. So reportable income means it's going on the tax return, Sam, and there's no way to hide it. You better not, because Uncle Sam's going to be looking. So, you know, we want to do an analysis for a lot of folks. It does make good financial sound sense to do that Roth conversion over a period of time. We've got tax folks that will work with us to help you fill up those tax brackets that you may be in. We'll max out the tax bracket and we'll deal with it in increments to make it manageable. But the ultimate goal is to get Uncle Sam booted out of retirement. And that is a beautiful thing when we can get people to that side, to that finish line, because you can be 25 years in retirement or more. We don't know. The crystal ball, where is it, Sam?
Yeah, it's still in the shop. They haven't repaired it yet.
That's what we like to say. So we don't know. I mean, I've run into people that, unfortunately, I started work with them and they passed within 2 or 3 years. And then, you know, on other times, people are going to live to be in their 80s and early 90s because they've got great genes and the longevity factor in those genes is tremendous. And we just lost a gentleman from our church who'd been a client for quite a while. He was 94 years old. Wow. You know, the problem was, you know, the last few years he had lost a lot of his mobility. And so we never know what to, you know, we have to plan. We hope for the best, but plan for the worst. I think that's a good summary of kind of our view on this way of retirement planning.
Yeah. And one of the things with the Roth, it kind of gets down to one of our fundamentals. It's retirement's actually a lot more about income and having that income plan than it is about building up that one big nest egg, because you have your goals, you have your budget, you have these things that you want to accomplish in retirement. So the challenge becomes, how do we fund it month to month? And with a tax deferred account, like a 401k, eventually you're going to have to pay taxes on that. And they're going to tell you when to take those distributions, required minimum distributions. There will come a time when you have to take withdrawals from that account. Actually, if you don't, it's one of the largest fines, if not the largest fine that the IRS has. They'll charge 50% for not taking an RMD. So getting into a Roth, saving money on taxes, taking withdrawals when you need to take the withdrawals. And that's just a smarter way to build an income plan, right?
It is. I mean, you know, a couple of years ago during COVID is when a couple of pieces of legislation passed, the RMDs, required minimum distributions on 401k and IRA accounts, you know, started at age 70 and a half that year. And now that's been changed to age 72. So it gives people just a little bit longer before they have to start making those withdrawals. And, you know, there's a lot of my clients that say, I don't want to take it. Where can I put it? What can I do with it? It makes sense, you know, but it's got to come out. So now the government, in their infinite wisdom, gave people an extra year and a half to let those tax deferred accounts grow. So, you know, the goal is really to understand the situation. Does it make sense to convert it to a Roth? In many cases, it will, and some it won't. And we're going to give you the correct information, you know, either way, because either way, whether it's traditional IRA or whether it's a Roth, we're going to manage it to the best of our ability as a fiduciary advisory firm. And we're going to look at ways that we can create strategies that are going to work within your risk tolerance. And we're going to make that money work hard because you've worked hard to accumulate it. And that's the thing that we try to do, is we respect how hard people have worked to get there. Maybe they've got an old 401k at a previous employer they never took anywhere. I run into that quite often. If it's still sitting there at the old employer, give me a call. It's something we should talk about. Go to my website, the Buckeye Advisor with an ORADVISOR.com, or call me at 937-974-6201. Just don't call me on the 4th of July. I'm probably not going to answer the phone. I'm just being honest, Sam, right?
That's right. Leave a message if you call on the 4th of July. Learn more at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Well, Woody, that brings us to the end of our show. Hope everybody has a safe and happy holiday weekend. Enjoy the 4th of July. And Woody, I'll leave you with the last word.
You know, Sam, first of all, thanks to you for all your help in getting our program together every week. And to all the listeners, thank you. Let somebody else know. Check out the podcast available wherever you listen to podcasts, The Buckeye Advisor. And we're always looking for information. If you have a question that we can answer for you while we're on the air, send it to us. Go to the website, contact me, and we will do our best to answer or address your question during the next episode.
Thanks for listening to The Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by BWA.
Are you concerned about market volatility, rising taxes from the Biden administration, and how it could affect your future in retirement? Then tune into The Buckeye Advisor with Woody Bowling to learn how you can reduce the taxes you pay before and during retirement. The Buckeye Advisor, every Saturday at 10 a.m. on 94.5 FM, The Answer. Protect your hard-earned money today and schedule your free, no-obligation consultation now at thebuckeyeadvisor.com.